April 25. Under Christ's yoke. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Matthew 11, 29 and 30. The tempter often whispers that the Christian life is one of exaction, of rigorous duties, that it is hard to be on the watch continually, and there's no need of being so particular. It was thus that he deceived and overthrew Eve in Eden, telling her that God's commands were arbitrary and unjust. Satan's object is the same now as then. He desires to deceive and ruin us. We should study the life of Christ and seek to cherish his spirit and copy his example. And the more we become like him, the more clearly shall we discern the temptation of Satan and the more successfully resist his power. True happiness is to be found not in self-indulgence and self-pleasing, but in learning of Christ, taking his yoke and bearing his burden. Those who trust to their own wisdom and follow their own ways go complaining at every step, because the burden which selfishness binds upon them is so heavy and its yoke so galling. They might change all this if they would but come to Jesus and by his grace put off the yoke that links them to Satan. Take the burden which Christ gives them and let his yoke bind them to him in willing, happy service. Jesus loves the young and he longs to have them possess that peace which he alone can impart. If we have become the disciples of Christ, we shall be learning of him, every day learning how to overcome some unlovely trait of character, every day copying his example and coming a little nearer the pattern. If we are ever to inherit those mansions that he has gone to prepare for us, we must be forming such characters as the dwellers there are to possess. The requirements of God are made in wisdom and goodness. In obeying them, the mind enlarges, the character improves, and the soul finds a peace and rest that the world can neither give nor take away. When the heart is fully surrendered to Jesus, his ways will be found to be ways of pleasantness and peace.